Welcome to our new edition of Feral and Fabulous. And I have, as always, the most fabulous, fabulous times 10 guest today, Sean Sloan. Or shall I say Chantel Sloan? Either way.
No, don't say my government name.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I forgot you're in the witness protection plan.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh, my gosh. I guess we shouldn't have had you on today.
No.
Well, I have known this lovely, beautiful creature for like, I don't know how long. How many years do we go back? Is it 20? I don't even know. It's a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I'm not exactly sure, but I have, like I said, known you for a long time and always known that you are absolutely fabulous. And so, and a little feral in the best possible way. In the best possible way. In fact, one of the things I thought of when we were first, you know, deciding about the podcast is we talked about the fact that feral can be, obviously, you can say like a feral, you know, cat or something like that.
Yeah.
It can be a little wild, right? But feral can be good. I mean, feral can be, people can be feral in a very cool way. You
know,
like I think we deemed early on that Matthew McConaughey is kind of feral. So
I agree.
And I like me some Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
hey. With your fine self.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I think you're just the perfect guest for Feral and Fabulous because you
are
both in the best possible way.
I'll take it.
So I want to talk about so many things. Obviously, I've known, actually, I think I met you because you have been in the healthcare industry, right?
For over 20 years.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that. And how did you end up in that industry in the first place?
Oh, God. Let's see. It started with the first husband.
Okay. All right. Woohoo. Okay. That could be a whole topic in and of itself.
So when I moved here to San Antonio, my first husband was stationed at Fort Sam Houston.
Okay. And, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I knew him, but I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
So so he's the reason why I got here. And at the time I was, you know, just not thinking necessarily big career.
Okay.
I was just doing like the visualization for like the Limited and for Limited Express or
whoever
was, you know, a part of that corporation at the time.
And
I was
love
young,
that.
I was in my
20s. I love those stores. Yes.
I did too. I loved it. And
absolutely.
Then,
you're so fashion oriented. You're like a fashionista, but that's a whole nother topic. But okay. So I didn't know that you had a background in, you know, retail like that.
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
So I did that and one of my customers said, you know, you're just fabulous. I just need you to, why don't you broaden your horizon? Why don't you get into something different outside of retail? And then she said, what about telecommunications? At the time, I had no idea what she was talking about. I was like, what are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, that's one of my favorite expressions of all time.
So I was like, what are you talking about? And so I interviewed for something I had no idea about, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it was a company called Sprint PCS. So I launched Sprint PCS here back in 1997, 98, I believe, somewhere around there.
Oh, wow.
I was like one of the fifth or sixth hired for Sprint PCS, and I was their retail manager. And so I opened up the stores. The first one was at North Star Mall.
Oh, wow.
And I had probably about, I don't know, maybe 15 people that worked for me at the time, and I was 27, 28, and everybody was older than me.
Yeah.
But we had great success launching Sprint PCS, and I kind of worked my way up to doing, you know, leaving manager, being the store manager, and then going over to become more of a executive salesperson.
Okay.
And that's where I dealt with larger companies and worked with like Fort Sam Houston, Xerox, or which does Xerox even
exist
still?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question, but I always think of Xerox kind of like Kleenex and, you know,
all the stuff,
for the brand, but you mean it for all.
It's the brand recognition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. Of course, everybody would recognize that, but maybe some Gen Zers
or some
of those, whatever the new Y or I don't even know.
Yeah,
Z
like instead
or,
of saying, you know, can I have a tissue? Say, can I have a Kleenex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's just
no, 100%.
They don't make that stuff like that.
No, I know. Exactly. No. Exactly.
So, but so once I did that and it was what we call B2B sales. So I literally would knock on doors. I was an, you know, outside salesperson.
Oh, wow.
And I would just go knock on doors and take leads on and just.
I'm sure you killed it.
Oh, my God. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
We had what
we
call
President's
Club.
Yeah.
And I had won multiple years, multiple times.
Yes.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
But then I started to get burnout. And then somebody I worked with was like, you know, there's this thing called pharmaceutical sales. And I was like, what's that?
Yes,
and,
pharma.
And then they were like, well, but, you know, I don't know any connections here in San Antonio. And by this time, I was trying to figure out where I was going to go with my first husband.
Yeah.
Because he was telling me, oh, you know, you need to quit your job and then come over here to live. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? I'm like, you know, I'm a salesperson. I like to sell. I like to be out there. And I don't speak the language. So where would I, you know, how would I be able to be, you know, and help our family?
Right.
And so I said, well, give me a little bit more time.
Yeah.
And so long story short, I sent my resume up to Chicago, came back down to San Antonio. I ended up getting the job. At the time, it was 2002.
Okay.
And
okay.
For one position, they had 300 applicants.
Oh, my gosh. And this was for pharmaceutical sales?
Just pharmaceutical sales
in
2002.
Okay.
And I kept thinking of, you know, how can I, you know, make myself
differentiate yourself. Yeah.
And do all kind of stuff. And I don't, people won't do something like this now, but I sent the interviewing manager a plant to his home. And I said, I would love to grow with you and your company. And that nailed it.
Oh my gosh. That's ingenious.
That nailed it.
Oh, I love it.
And he called me like a week or two later and offered me the job. And there goes my life.
And there, the rest is history. Oh,
wow.
So so you have been doing pharmaceutical sales for a long time.
A long time.
Although you were in devices for a while.
I was in, so I've done oncology.
Yeah.
I've done wound care. I've done devices and pharma. So it's all medical sales, period.
Yes.
You know, and so you kind of, I get a chance to see some doctors I hadn't seen in like 15 years. Like the other day I saw one. He and I almost cried because I hadn't seen him in 15 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's
that's
a pillar
so cool.
in the community.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's just, it just goes to show you can have these very strong relationships with people.
Yes.
And even though they'll see hundreds and hundreds of people.
In the meantime.
But they still remember you after not seeing you for 15 years.
I love it. That's, yeah. But you're that kind of person. I feel like meeting you, you have that kind of impact on people. So I feel like once people meet you, they'll never forget you.
That's probably because I talk them to death.
No. It's just because when you enter a room, you have a presence, you know? I mean, you've always been the mainstay at our Christmas parties for years. And I mean, literally.
That's because I wear shiny boots to your Christmas party.
Well, and everybody remembers. I mean, it's like they always remember you. And it's like, well, where's Shawn? Is she not here yet? I mean, so you
I will say that because they're like, what did you, I just need to see what you were going to wear for the Christmas party.
No, it's a topic. You know, I think they're probably even taking side bets, you know, on what Shawn going to come with.
Well, your last Christmas party, I had my hair in a big afro.
I know, and it was amazing.
It was super big. It was uncontrollable. So I looked like a Donna Summers with blonde hair.
Yes. No, it was kind of a throwback to my days when I grew up, and of course I'm older than you, but I used to watch Mod Squad and shows like that. And absolutely, I just thought you were like the queen when you walked in. I mean,
well, that
it was amazing.
Fun. But you know, I was talking to one of my other favorite persons that work with you, Matt. And
yes.
We were talking about closing down the party, and he was like, well, you always close down the party. I was like, do I really? I was like, are you sure it's me?
But so. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't leave the Christmas party if you're still there. You're one of the reasons why so many people stay to the very end until the venue
that's
kicks us out.
That's because I try to get everybody to come to dance floor. We got to groove and move.
That's true. That
Man,
is true.
Your brother lays it out and we're out there dancing.
For
sometimes
sure.
We get on the mic and try to sing. We do all those things.
Exactly. Yeah, no, without a doubt. And we have to get us all together again. We have to go catch
you
my brother.
You have to
playing.
Have a Christmas party.
We will. We will. We've been talking about this.
If y'all don't know, Kimberly Howe has the best Christmas party. And when I tell you, you get that invitation, don't play. You need to get on there and make sure you RSVP, because you're going to have, it's going to be the best one you have season.
We've had some fun.
We have some good times.
We do, don't we? Yes. We have had some really good times. And over the years, you and I have had some really good times.
Oh, girl.
In fact, I don't remember when the first time we ever met up outside of, I know we were working together initially, but then we became friends over the years. And then we would get together and we kind of visited a lot of different places in the restaurant right?
Yes.
And so what are some of your favorite places in San Antonio to hang out and enjoy?
Well, I mean, geez.
Because you know a lot of places. And you know a lot of people.
I'm going to have to give a shout out to Pacific Moon.
Oh, yes.
Pacific Moon is
the bomb.
Oh, my
gosh. So
That's kind of my, that's my adopted family.
Oh, wow.
So when I was here and my first husband was abroad, you know, with the military, because I was here pretty much like 6 years by myself. And,
oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
And so Mama Han saw me and she was like, "Why are you by yourself all that time?" I said, "I'm not."
I love it.
And she goes,
"What you talking about, Willis?"
Yeah. She's like, "Why are you by yourself all the time?" She's like, "You need to. We're your friends." And I was like, "Well, I have friends." I said, "But I'm new to here." And then, you know, she has a beautiful daughter named Marika. And
oh,
a very
I love
handsome
Marika.
Son,
yeah.
Walter. And they took me in as a family. And
that's so
I
cool.
celebrated holidays with them when I couldn't make it to see my mom in New York. They celebrated birthdays. Their father, John Olmsted, rest in peace, wonderful man. He always made sure that we celebrated my birthday.
Oh,
and they we would pick the restaurants, and they gave me that family connection that I needed being here alone.
Oh, that's so cool.
Being so far away from family.
I did not know that whole story. I knew that you and I both left Pacific Moon and Marika, but I didn't know your whole story with that. That's amazing.
She is my sister.
That's amazing.
She is my sister 100% through and through.
Oh, that is so cool.
And it's so
I
funny
love it.
Because people say, because she'll introduce me as her sister, and they look at her and they're like, "Okay, you're Korean. Well, what person in your family is black?"
It's all a melting pot, right?
Like, I'm like, we're the United Colors of Benetton. For those who don't remember that, Benetton was a plethora of of colors, of people, and this and that.
I do remember.
And but Marika is hands down just an incredible woman.
Yeah.
She works hard. She's diligent. She's beautiful.
100%.
And just, they have been very successful with this restaurant and opening multiple restaurants as well. So she's that's gonna always be, that's my cheers.
No, I agree. I totally, and you know what? It's mine too. Cause you know, Dave and I, we go there regularly. I mean, it is definitely one of those things that we know all the people that wait tables. I don't know that I met everybody in the kitchen except Mama Han. I know is back in the kitchen a lot of the time, but that place is amazing. And I mean, to me, there's so many things I love there.
The atmosphere is great. It's always,
upbeat. Yep.
Everybody's in a good mood. Friendly.
Yes.
It's just a go-to place. You don't have to dress up. You don't
casual.
Have to dress down.
Yes, I love that. It's whatever.
They're welcoming.
Yes.
And they just want it's just a family community.
Exactly. And
kind
there's so
feel.
Few of those left, I
it
feel like, in
very
San Antonio.
Few of those,
and that's what makes
very
it so just
unique.
Amazing and unique. No, I totally agree with you 100%.
So that's a good place. And of course we have you and I would go to El Marisol, but that was when it was on Blanco.
I know, back in the OG.
That was the OG. Yes,
it was.
That was
for
so
El Marisol.
Fun.
That was so fun.
That,
absolutely.
That location
That
was a premier location right
I
there
totally
by Churchill.
I totally agree. I know.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
But they've changed a little bit.
Yeah.
They're just a little different.
Yeah.
But and then we also have El Haro's, which is always
of course.
Our,
we still go to
we
the
still
OG.
Go to,
we still go to the OG El Haro
love to
on
go there.
Betters and 281.
Love to go there.
Yes.
And, you know, some of the up-and-coming places, or not up-and-coming, they've been around, but they've you know, they're a little bit more high end, like J Prime.
Yeah.
And we love us
some, and we love us some Kirby's.
Yes. Ooh, we love us some Kirby's. Yes, we do. We love some Kirby's. You got J Prime.
Yeah.
And then now, and of course, Wildfish.
Yeah.
Remember when they first opened?
Yes,
ooh,
I
that
do.
Was a spot.
It was.
That was a spot. You remember Reggiano's?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do.
That's a throwback.
We were just talking about Reggiano's the other
there
day.
There was no other place like Reggiano's.
You're exactly
honey.
Right. And I don't think there has been since.
Never. On Thursdays, my family knew, don't call me because I'm going out to Reggiano's. And don't call me Thursday and definitely don't call me Friday morning because I'm still hungover and I will hit you up on Saturday. I'll see that missed call, but don't think I'm going to talk to you. Man, I tell you, Reggiano's, girl.
Oh, yes, I do remember Reggiano's.
And my drink of choice there?
Yeah, what was it?
A green apple martini.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Really?
Yes.
I thought that you were a...
I'm a lemon drop.
Yes.
But I had to graduate. I graduated. I grew up.
But didn't you also used to have...
I grew up from an apple to a lemon.
But didn't you also used to have, at one point, what was the famous drink on Sex and the City, Carrie?
Cosmopolitan.
Cosmos.
Yes.
Because didn't you drink Cosmos for a while?
I did, too. I had to be the black Carrie.
I had to be
fashion. I had to be the black Carrie. Are you kidding me?
No, you. Well, you always have been. I'm telling you. You were like.
You should see my new shoe closet. I'm embarrassed. It's ridiculous.
You're right.
I saw it.
Yeah, but I don't know that. Did you? Yeah, you know, I have seen it. I have seen it because I saw it at your other house.
Yeah.
And now I saw it. Yeah, no, you literally do have a Sex in the City closet now.
Did you see how all my purses are lined up?
Yes.
By
Chanel,
Gucci, Prada.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And is that from, again, back in the retail days? Is that what?
No, that's because I'm a shopaholic.
Yeah.
A girl gotta look cute.
Exactly. Well, thank God you graduated onto pharma. Because
I know, because I would have been broke. I wouldn't have been able to afford any of that stuff. You know, no, especially when I wear my Valentino, my favorite Valentino boots, and I walk out. I mean, people come up to me all the time like, oh my God, I love those boots. I love those boots.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yes.
Like,
no,
they have
you
no
have
idea.
The best wardrobe, the best accessories. All of that. No, I mean, that's kind of been your thing for many years. How did you not go into modeling? Because I've always felt like since the very first time I ever met you, you basically are kind of like a little, not personality wise at all, but Naomi Campbell. I mean, the way you carry yourself, you're very statuesque. And
I think probably because, and it's funny because I had an opportunity to do that. And
I'm not surprised. But why did you not do that?
I think when my mom kept getting me involved in this stuff, it was like, oh, I don't like this.
But she probably, she knew that you had what it took to do that.
I didn't have the common sense, I guess, to do it. Because Lord knows, can y'all give me a break now? I'll try to do it now. But back then, I just wanted to be a kid. I wanted to be a kid. Well, I'm old as hell now.
No, you're not. Don't even say that because you're way younger than me. So,
but I just
you're a baby.
I wanted to just live my life, and you know, maybe I was too goofy or maybe too silly.
No,
or something.
But
I don't know.
No, but that's what makes you you, and I think that that's what also makes you shine is because you have such an amazing personality. It goes.
People
with
don't
also
expect my personality. That's what it is.
Not at all. That's what I'm saying.
That's one
that
thing
you
I
see
think
you
has
and you
made
think
me
Naomi
successful.
Campbell, except that you're not Naomi Campbell. Personality wise at all. So it's kind of a unique combination.
Because I make fun of myself. I say crazy things.
But that's what makes it fun. I mean, that's what makes you, like I said, beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside. So
well, we have flaws and I just pick mine out.
Well, you don't know too many people that like to highlight their flaws.
No.
Or make fun of their flaws.
You know
what?
I feel so bad because speaking of that, the other day I had lunch with one of my offices. And I was explaining to them about my fiance, and he does the craziest thing. He doesn't know he does this. And I'm asking him a question. And when I'm asking him this question, he looks at me and he does this kind of number like this. I'm like, what the hell is that? And he's trying to say, I don't know, instead of just shrugging your shoulders like a normal person. He brings his whole arm up like an elephant. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, what is that? So now that's, so I was trying to tell him, it looked like he was having like
Dawn.
A spasm or something. I was like, dude, I needed to like.
You didn't know if you needed to take him to the ER.
I know what the heck is going on. And And then I was trying to tell him, I was like, he just does these things. And like,
Don's just amazing.
He is fabulous. Yes. I am so blessed to have him. Thank the Lord. God gave me somebody that can put up with me. That's all I can say.
Now, I'm telling you, he is the perfect match for you. He really is.
And we're so different.
You are, but I think that's what makes it so amazing. I think it's he's the yin to your yang.
Had I known that 3 husbands ago, I'd probably still be in the first one. But I tell him, I'm like, you know what?
Amen, sister.
I'm like, you're going to be my favorite husband. I tell him all the time, you're going to be my favorite husband. Because I ain't doing it after this. But
I hear you.
But no, he's so nerd. Now, you know, I'm very technological declined. So when I can't figure something out, I'm always, babe.
Yes.
And I yell.
And he's very technologically savvy.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And now that, thanks to Kimberly Howell, we have this beautiful new home. And it is beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Yelling at the top of my lungs, and he's all the way on the other side, and he can still hear me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's super cool.
And he comes up.
Did y'all test that out before you actually closed?
No.
Okay. Because I don't remember it.
And he'll come running up and says, what do you need? I'm like, you know what? You are just the best husband ever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He really is.
It's so funny that you brought up that you're engaged. How long have you guys been engaged now?
I think like almost 2 years, maybe. I think kind of. Yeah, like a year and a half. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And the wedding is
November 5th.
Woohoo!
Yes.
So
4 months away. Whoa.
So in addition to being in just an amazing human and being in the pharmaceutical industry, you also are a wedding planner. Am I wrong?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So how has it been to plan your wedding? Have you enjoyed it? Has it been stressful? Has it been a combination? Tell me a little bit about that.
No, because I'm not a bridezilla.
Okay. You're not, for sure.
Because I mean, it is what it is, and it's going to be what's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and people are like, well, I got to have perfection. Well, honey, you need to start your life all over again, because that's just not going to happen.
Right.
Because stuff happens.
Right. Life happens.
Life just happens.
Yeah.
And you just have to make the best of it and just be like, oh, well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So we decided to have the wedding in Bali.
Amazing.
When we were coming back from a wedding in Greece.
Oh, wow.
Last summer.
Okay.
And we made the decision when we were stuck in London.
Okay.
And we were just sitting there, and I just happened to be talking with one of my girlfriends who lives in Bali.
Okay.
And I said, you know, it would be so cool if we had the wedding. She goes, oh, my God. Are you serious? I said, I don't know. I have to ask Dawn. I said, because, you know, Bali's my favorite place.
Yeah.
And in actuality, this was the year I wanted to sell all of my things. Because I think I told you about this. I wanted to sell my homes and my rental properties.
No, absolutely.
I wanted to close shop, and I wanted to move to Bali.
Yeah.
Because I wanted a simple life.
Yeah.
I wanted to wake up and hear the beach. I wanted to just wear bathing suits.
Oh, I remember.
And flip-flops every day.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do anything.
We had some dinners discussing it.
And I had a plan, and he messed it up.
I remember.
I was like, dude.
I remember.
Because this was the year that it was going to happen.
Yeah. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember all the details.
And so I kind of led with that.
Yeah.
When I was asking about us having a wedding. I was like, you know, you messed my dream up.
Yeah.
I said, but you're giving
me. This is a better dream.
This is a better dream.
Yeah.
I told him that.
Yeah.
And I said, what were your thoughts on that? And he was like, okay. Because he knows I only have the best interest in mind for both of us.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
And he trusts my planning. He trusts my decoration.
I know.
He trusts how I, you know, pick out clothes.
How you roll.
Him.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So,
has he been to Bali before?
No. Girl, that's
Dawn?
A lot of trust.
No. Oh my gosh. I did not know that part.
He's never been.
Wow. That is crazy. Oh, my gosh.
And most people are like, I'm not going to do that. I don't know what's going on. I was like, trust and believe in me.
Yeah.
Because I got you.
Yeah, for sure.
He knows I have him. He knows I'll have to go scrap if I have to for him.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. He knows you would go to the
he
mat.
Knows I would. Yeah, he
absolutely.
Knows I will. He knows
absolutely.
I will.
That is for sure.
So, once I convinced him and he said, yeah, and then the wedding planning started and I had to think, okay, well, when do I want to do this? And the reason why I chose Bali is because weddings have gotten so expensive.
I know.
When I tell you ridiculously expensive, yeah. If yeah. you tell someone, I had a wedding planner
yeah.
who told me, and I said, this is going to be small.
Sure.
And I said, you know, maybe 30 to 40 people. Yeah. And I said, I'm going to start my budget at $60,000. Do you know she wrote me a Dear John letter email and sent back?
Wait a minute. Back that train up for a second. How much did you say you gave her as a budget?
$60,000.
60,000.
Yes.
And she wrote you a Dear John letter?
She said that your budget will hinder her creativity and that if I would reconsider, you know, maybe a few thousand dollars more, then I can have the wedding of my dreams. But for $60,000, you're going to get squat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And was that going to be here in
San? It was going to be in New Orleans.
Oh, in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. That's right. That is right.
And she just hurt my little feelings. I was like, what? $60,000? I can't get a wedding for 30 people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. No, that is kind of crazy.
And see, I wanted it on New Year's because I wanted everybody to be fabulous and dressed
up. Of course, because you sparkle always.
I wanted everybody to sparkle.
Yeah, understand.
And I wanted fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then I wanted the whole thing, but $60,000 just was not enough.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so that was kind of what led you to,
let me just figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then finally I put two together and I was like, Bali.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Because you'd already been, how many times had you been to Bali before?
Technically one time.
Okay.
One time, but I've been in the.
But you stayed for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I stayed for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I stayed in the Philippines, which is very close. Yeah, and I stayed there for a month.
That's right. Okay. That's
but
what I'm
I've
confusing.
Gone to several,
I forgot.
Several Asian countries.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'd forgotten that it was not all in Bali.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So in Bali, I was there for 3 weeks. In Thailand, I was there for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
In China, I was there for 3 weeks. In Cambodia, Vietnam.
I always live vicariously through you and all of your escapades and all the stuff that you've fun stuff that you've done.
It's
incredible.
Yeah. I mean, if you have the means to do it, travel while you can.
Yeah.
Because life is too short.
Yeah.
And I love being able to have my eyes set on something that's amazing, like Angkor Wat in Cambodia.
Yeah.
I mean, or seeing the Great Wall of China and actually walking up and out of breath. But yes, it's stunning.
That's so cool.
It is just cool.
Yeah. It's like a bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, that is
so
cool.
And I just thought, you know, what's a great place to just do it? And so Bali came about and the process started rolling. I actually was trying to really do it myself, and then I realized, I was like, okay, Sean, you know, this is like a 13, 14 hour time difference. You need somebody that's going to be able to be on top of it when you can't.
Right.
And so I had to interview wedding planners.
Okay.
And I sent out a little email and all that, and I said, let's see who's going to respond.
Okay.
Because I want people to be on top of things like I am.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't have time to linger and things like
yes.
that. So interviewed, you know, several, and one of them, immediately when I emailed her, she sent an auto reply back, and it did say, I got your email. I'm, you know, doing an event. I'll be happy to speak with you at this time. And I thought, you know what? I like her.
Yeah, exactly.
I like her.
Exactly, because she's busy.
She's
working
busy,
events.
But she's still making.
But she's
still.
Yeah, she's staying on top of things, even when she's busy.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
She's like a Kimberly Howe.
Oh, I don't know about that,
yes,
but that's
ma'am.
Pretty cool that
yes,
you found
ma'am.
Somebody so great.
She's like a Kimberly Howe.
Oh, that's amazing. So,
so then she has made my life a lot easier.
Okay.
And, picking out the hotel, which I'm super excited about. It's a part of the Kempinski line. It's the Apurva Kempinski.
Okay.
Which is known for luxury.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's helping me with the decorator.
Nice.
We're having a tent built right next to the ocean because I don't want the sand on my shoes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
And it's a black tie event. And
amazing.
You know, I've got, I was able to, you know, get the fireworks that I wanted.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
So I have like 8 minutes worth of fireworks.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be so amazing.
We had to get a city permit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
It is.
Well, obviously, you've got good people on the ground over there.
They're going to make it happen.
Making it happen. That's amazing.
It's just super exciting. We have events planned every other day for our guests.
Cool.
And it's giving people an opportunity to go a place that they would not have gone.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of people say, oh, it's on my bucket list. Well, if it's on your bucket list, you should go.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of bucket lists, mm-hmm. I want to know, because I know you've traveled a lot. You've been to a lot of different places. Is there a place that you would like to go that you haven't been yet?
Oh, my God. I love to see the Northern Lights, probably in Europe. I think that, let me see, where are they? I can't even remember. The Northern Lights.
Lupus Thunder?
It's.
You tell us, do you know?
All over Scandinavia, yes. Norway, okay. Finland, okay. Norway.
Yeah. Okay. Sweden. I want to see the Northern Lights.
Iceland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I figured you would know.
I'm trying to think. I haven't been to Morocco.
Okay.
I haven't been there.
Okay.
I want to go to Abu Dhabi.
Yes. Very cool.
I want to go to Dubai.
Okay. All right. So you still have a few places.
A lot of places.
Okay,
a
cool.
A lot of places.
Because you've done a lot of traveling now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's amazing.
I'm on my third passport in 10 years because I have so many stamps.
Really?
Yeah.
If you get that many stamps, you have to get another one?
Yeah, you have to because you have to go in there and
obviously
have to
you
redo
can tell
it.
I don't travel a lot because I don't have any stamps in mine.
Yeah, I always make a point to get stamps. And then, so like when I went to Australia or it was in China or Vietnam, one of them, you have to have a certain amount of openings or blank pages in your passport.
Okay.
In order to get in.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
I had to do that. Oh, my. Gosh, I did not know that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me, but it's really, really cool.
I say when I die, Lord knows I don't want that anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I want my passports and my favorite shoes in the coffin so I can be stylish and travel.
To the very end. I love it. That is amazing. Well, that is a great place to stop. And we are going to wrap this portion of the podcast up, but we have another portion that we're going to be doing.
All right.
So without a doubt, welcome to the feral or fabulous part of the podcast. We have Sean Sloan here, who is the most fabulous guest. And if you will grab your paddle and be ready for what I've got to share with you.
Okay.
The first one is, I'll be really interested to see what you say about these things. Cookie dough. Okay, fabulous. I wasn't sure. I used to like cookie dough when I was younger, but now I like the baked form of it. I don't like the raw cookie dough. So,
well, they have cookie dough ice cream.
Oh, no. Okay, for sure, because I'll do that. But I just am not, for whatever reason, I think it's a little too rich for me mm-hmm. as I've gotten older, but I love the flavor of it. It's just, I used to eat raw cookie dough, like literally.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it was
And I still pull out the chocolate chips.
Oh, me too. Cause I like a little cookie with my chocolate chips. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I literally, the cookie is just the delivery mechanism for the chocolate chips.
And I like them gooey.
Oh, I do too.
Soft in the middle.
No, I do too.
I don't want them.
I want that. That's why I'm obsessed with the half baked at Kirby's, the dessert, because it's a skillet and it's a chocolate chip cookie. It's like a s'mores in a skillet, but it's like half baked. So it's gooey. Oh my God. With ice cream on top. It's so delicious. Yeah. So
you're making me want to go to Kirby's.
Me too. I'm starving right now.
Me too.
We must go soon. Okay. Haunted houses. How do you feel about, feral. Okay. Same. So tell me, afraid, I know you've been to New Orleans before. I've been on an actual haunted tour in New Orleans. Dave and I went. Actually, when we first met, we went to New Orleans, and that's where we did a haunted house tour. And it was scary.
I
was
scared.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't like scary movies.
I understand.
And I have too many windows, and I would just have a heart attack if I see somebody's face sticking, you know, in my window, and I look, and I'm like, okay, I'm dead.
Yeah, no.
You don't have to kill me because I already died.
Well, I'd be if I was sitting in your massage parlor at your house now, and I saw something out the window, I'd be scared too.
I don't like scary movies. Okay. I don't like any of that stuff.
Yeah, no, same. I don't mind goofy, scary movies if I don't think they're real. I can be okay with it. But anything that has anything that kind of feels real to me scares me. It scares me way too much.
I don't even go with it.
No, I'm with you 100%. So, okay, we're very, very similar on that. Okay, Netflix. And I had no idea because you mentioned Netflix, I think, earlier in the podcast. But I don't think we've ever had this conversation. Are you a Netflix fan?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, me, same. Yeah.
I'm a Netflix fan.
I went from literally Netflix was a thing for years and I didn't understand it. I didn't know what it was. I heard people talk about it and they're like, I love Netflix. It's so amazing. I'm like, it's some creature that I just didn't understand.
It used to be like $7.99 or $8.99. Yeah. Now that thing is $30.
I know. And I pay it. So it's because $30. I love it now. But I didn't know what it was before. It was like this mysterious thing that I'd heard about, but I didn't know what it was. And so I didn't appreciate it, and I just watched my regular, you know, cable. But then once I started, we had actually canceled cable, and I had switched over.
I did the same thing.
And then once I started, I'm like, this Netflix, it's kind of amazing.
I remember the first movie I saw on Netflix.
What was it?
It was called Bright with Will Smith.
Really?
And,
Bright?
It's called Bright. And
wow.
I think that was in 2023 or 2022 or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Right during COVID time, I think, somewhere around that time.
That's so interesting.
And it was the first movie. And I was so impressed. I even called my mom. I said, Mom, this Netflix thing has really good movies. It's like I'm in the movie theater.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yes. So
okay.
That was
I did
the
not
very
know that.
First movie I saw
okay.
on Netflix.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite movie? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Oh,
do you have one?
I don't know if I have a...
do you have several or do you have
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I do. The Help is my
yes.
favorite book and
okay.
one of my favorite movies.
Love it. Okay. Okay. Super cool.
And I'm trying to think what else. Oh, that's. I don't really think I have...
Others?
Yeah,
okay. Okay. No, that's a good one. So I totally get that. Okay. Water fountains.
Okay, this is where Farrell's not going to be glamorous.
Okay,
no.
you're not into them.
Uh-uh.
Like mosquito, you think they're like mosquito larva
no,
havens or
just
not your
just
thing?
Nasty.
Okay, okay.
It's not cold and it's all.
Understand?
Blah,
yeah.
It may be San Antonio's finest
well,
tap water or
no.
something. I don't know.
Yeah, understand. Yeah. And understand. Mm-hmm. So not a fan of water fountains. So you won't be putting a water fountain in at the
no,
house.
No, ma'am.
So okay. Cool.
I barely drink water. That's the bad thing.
Well, me too. That's why I get kidney stones. So I need to hydrate more. So, but I'm not drinking out of a fountain. That's for sure.
Definitely not me. Mm-mm.
No, I'm definitely not going to do that. Okay. Perfume.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I love it.
Oh
okay.
God.
Same. I feel
All
the same
time.
Way. Although I'm particular.
I'm very,
very particular.
Yes.
I love perfume, but I don't love all perfumes.
Right.
Because some perfumes actually make me kind of sick.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I have a very
some
strong
of them hurt
reaction.
My nose.
Yes.
The,
some
so
are just, yes,
just like,
some are just a problem. But in general, when I find one that I love,
mm-hmm.
I am all about it. So,
yeah.
No. And you always smell amazing. So I love all yours.
I take a bath every time I see you.
Well, no, you, like I said, all of your clothes, your just wardrobe, everything is amazing. So.
I love a good perfume.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes. No, I agree.
And I love men to smell good too.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Yes. I agree. I am a fan of cologne on men. I want it to be a good cologne.
It has to be a good cologne.
It has to be a good cologne.
I'm going to have to throw my little boo up under the bus because he had that old school polo. I was like, dude, we are not wearing a members only jacket and wearing some polo, some old school polo. And that's when we first started dating.
I'm
and
glad
then
you schooled
I had
Don.
To, I had to school him and get him some new stuff. But understand this, I actually had to learn something. So I went to Macy's. To go find some, I just randomly looking at some different colognes. Do you know Polo has upgraded and they have different levels?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know
and
how I know
now
that?
There's
My
one
son.
That I like.
my son, Stephen. He keeps up with that. And he was the one that I just, when I was asking, this is actually a couple of Christmases ago, maybe this last one, I don't remember. Anyway, I asked him, you know, do you still like that? And he goes, Mom, Polo has all these different. I'm like, okay, I didn't realize that Polo had all these different, and they're different colored bottles,
yes,
too.
Yes, they yeah. up their game.
Yeah, they have up their
I
game.
Was like, what's going on, Polo
now, yeah, exactly. Polo is now kind of, yeah, they have definitely gotten into the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was
yeah,
like, for sure. Man.
Yeah, I agree.
So I can't talk crap about him anymore.
He knew all along maybe they well, were going to upgrade.
Know. I know. He didn't know that.
Don was upgrading, so, you know, Polo yeah. was upgrading,
I upgraded
too.
Him. I even bought him one of the newer bottles of Polo.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I think I got Stephen one of the newer Polo colognes as well.
It's not your daddy's Polo anymore.
It's not. No, you're right. 100%.
It is not your daddy's yeah. Polo
yeah.
anymore.
100%. Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Uber.
I'm good with Uber.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Same. I
don't
have
always
the same,
like their prices though.
I agree. Especially if you're trying to go to a concert or something like that, because I feel like they totally.
Oh, they totally rip you off.
Yes, they totally do.
They totally take advantage
of it. They zip code you, so
they
to speak.
They yes, monopolize. They see
where they're yep. picking you up from yep. and they're going to take advantage of it. It's crazy. Yeah. No, I like conceptually. I think Uber is amazing.
Yeah.
I take Uber more than I take Lyft, but I think conceptually.
I take Uber more than I take Lyft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think conceptually it's a great thing, but I do think sometimes they really do take advantage.
They do.
Yeah.
But you know
yeah.
what? I'd rather pay the money than have a DUI.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Yeah.
And
no.
So if I have to go back and get my car or whatever, yeah. look, I'm very grateful I hadn't had to do that. But
yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I've got a lot of friends that are fighting those issues right now.
Yeah.
And it's
no.
like, dude, no. you should have just taken the D. Just
exactly.
taken Uber.
There's so many. That's right. There's so many options available yeah. now. So especially in San Antonio, because we're such a you know, what do you call it? A tourist town.
Yes.
So I mean, definitely, we're a tourist and military town. So we've mm-hmm. got plenty of you know ways to get around town, which I love to use.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Awesome.
There we go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on Feral
thank
or
you
Fabulous.
For having me.
You're amazing as always, and I knew you would be. So thank you so much. And thank you guys to tuning in to Feral or Fabulous. And join us for the next episode of Feral and Fabulous. We'll see you soon. Bye.